Welcome to TipTV Finance, where I'm joined by Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, the sun is shining, a hot day ahead, and apparently it's going to be a storming week in the weather charts, and hopefully the markets maintain their upward momentum.
Yes, no problems at all from, I think even Mr. Trump has admitted that he's under investigation, sort of. Obviously, he'll wriggle out of it. No problems with, I think there's Tehran shooting missiles and stuff like that. I mean, there's a little bit of stuff going on, but we don't care about those things anymore.
No, it's all about the Paris Air Show and what new aeroplanes are going to come out. Or
Wimbledon.
Well, exactly. It's Royal Ascot Week, so, you know, the trade will be very quiet as the equity desks across the city are sat watching Ascot and the tennis.
And amazingly enough, the political situation is not affecting the market at all.
No, well, today, obviously, the firing gun, if you like, on Brexit talks begin today. There was speculation that things were going to be delayed, but obviously not. Furthermore, you've got Carney with his Mansion House speech, which was delayed, obviously, on the back of the devastation at the Grenfell Tower last week. So there's a lot domestically to look out for and see how things progress, especially with the Brexit negotiations. So it's going to be an interesting week. There's no real data points to look out for. Obviously, we've had the rate rise in the US, and also there was a bit of a dissenting vote, if you like, with regards to the UK rates decision. One of the outgoing members of the committee is going to be talking at the Mansion House event later in the week. So it'll be interesting to see why there are a couple of dissenters within camp suggesting we are due a rate rise.
Well, I'm waiting for my invite. I mean, it hasn't come through yet.
Blame Royal Mail.
Yes, I think I might have to do that. A little bit of supermarkety stuff at the moment. You've got Amazon going into taking over Whole Foods. Sort of shows a trend of going from offline to online to offline, let's say. And you've got Sainsbury's also slightly in the M&A sphere. Any comments that you have on that?
Well, it's interesting. The speculation over the Whole Foods and Sprout Farmers Market, Kroger, etc. There's been a lot of chatter over the past couple of months with regards to consolidation within the space. I must confess, Amazon coming out with a bumper offer, some 30% higher to Whole Foods price pre-announcement on Friday, was not really a shock, but the name Amazon is. Obviously, it's become apparent that they are looking to build a stronghold on the high street, so to speak. So it'll be interesting to see where the read across and whether or not they decide to come into the UK and start looking over here in more depth. Obviously, you also point out the Sainsbury's with a NISA local deal, which again could be a sort of on the back of Tesco's looking at Booker, again further consolidation within the space to try and sort of push forward. Margins are being squeezed, as Tesco's highlighted last week. So it's a case of all getting into bed with each other to try and maintain a stranglehold and keep the likes of Aldi and Lidl at arm's reach.
And what did you make of the Tesco results?
Well, initially they were called up and they were trading some 3-4% higher, and then they obviously pulled back. A lot of the sentiment in the afternoon sort of soured on the back of the Amazon deal as investors and traders started to really go through the numbers and think, hang on a minute, this is actually a real potentially danger for the UK retail market. Tesco's as a name, as I've highlighted before, I think they are the best of a bad bunch in the UK. I think competition is good. But it's a case of whether or not the currency swings, etc., that we have seen are really going to be impacting on their forward growth, because it is proving increasingly difficult to make forward guidance accurately simply because the currencies, etc., are moving around so violently.
Speaking of supermarkets, so the online supermarket Ocado, there's an activist shareholder involved there. He's bought 0.5%. Richard Bernstein is a well-known fund manager. He wants Ocado to rebrand itself as a technology business.
Well, ultimately, as I've highlighted before on this show, Ocado have very much moved away from their core business, which was an online supermarket, more into the technology, the back office, if you like.
There's no money in it, is there?
Exactly that. But again, I can see where he's coming. It would appear that activist investors are starting to make a bit of a name for themselves of late. You've seen over the weekend Philips get raised the question with regards to activist investors in the papers. So again, it looks as though the activists are starting to ruffle feathers with asset prices where they are. If your company is lagging, then be sure that an activist will be knocking on the door.
Because obviously shareholders can't do anything about executive pay or strategy or anything else. I mean, they're literally backseat drivers, or they're actually stuck in the boot, I think, in many cases. So they've got no voice.
I would say their voice is limited, which is a sad state of affairs in a lot of respects. However, if your company is performing, then you've got to back the management. Again, with activists, their key is whether or not there is a breakup of the sum of the parts, if you like, is worth more than the business, etc. So there's a lot for activists to get excited about. Chris Lamber being one of the main names in the frame at the moment. It'll be interesting to see how things push forward with, Ocado and furthermore Philips.
Right, just finally, I would put you on the spot slightly, but with BT Group, there's all this sort of wrangling about pensions and pensions liabilities on top of obviously the scandal that there was there. It should have been a buy, really, at £3, or with the dividend and everything else. Do you think it's still a value situation?
Well, again, with that, you've got rumours going around the city overnight and early this morning with regards to potentially them issuing a profit warning. Again, they've got a solid business in the UK in terms of the offering that they have. But again, there has been a lot of competition really sort of gather pace. The likes of Virgin, the likes of Sky, etc. And there is also chatter going around that they've overpaid for the footballing rights, which to some extent I would agree. I make it abundantly clear I'm not a football fan. But it's a case of Gavin Patterson has driven a company aggressively on the back of a quasi-monopoly within the space. But now competition is really starting to hot up. It's a case of whether or not they can maintain that momentum.
Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Lanier Investments, thanks for coming in today.